T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know it, you love it, you missed it. Netflix has revived Unsolved Mysteries because, as the New York Times puts it, 2020 isn't crazy enough and scary enough.
Right.
The updated version of the docuseries will appear on Wednesday night. The first time it was premiered was on NBC in 1988, then it was redone again. But all those times it had a host, first it was Robert Stack.
Yeah, he was the best, man. He's just so creepy. And
Judy Schmetz was at a red light on July 3rd, 1963, and never seen again.
Meanwhile, hundreds of miles away in Tucson, Arizona, a woman butters toast. Is there a connection?
We'll see on Unsolved Mysteries. And then after that, there was another revision of it. But both times they had, you know, staples. They had the host. It was 3 minutes, 3 episodes. Not anymore. Now there's not going to be any host.
What?
You know, no Robert Stack kind of person. Each episode will be 1 episode 50 minutes long. You got to leave 10 minutes for the commercials. And there'll be 6 more coming later this year. They'll explore 3 deaths on the first one, a missing persons case, and a wanted person, and a UFO encounter. Those will be the first few episodes.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah. The first Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack solved 34% of the cases.
That's good. I didn't know that.
And I never removed my overcoat while doing it.
See, they need another host, though. They should do Jessica Simpson.
Is this chicken or is this fish?
Well, that's kind of what they're doing now. They're updating it so it's less criminal. It's more like just mysteries.
Oh.
Back after a 10-year hiatus, it's Unsolved Mysteries. Investigating captivating enigmas such as, how is Rob Kardashian still famous?
90% of the population doesn't know he exists, and yet he's still in the tabloids. What does he do?
We uncover the baffling phenomenon of the attractiveness of Pete Davidson.
I just woke up one day and thought, wow, that tall, gangly Steve Buscemi lookalike is really hot.
And examine the secret behind the Impossible Burger. Is it even possible?
If it's made out of vegetables, how is it bleeding?
So many mysteries in the last 19 years have gone unsolved. Like, what size are Donald Trump's hands? What actually is TikTok? And why do politicians want Cardi B's endorsement? These and many more this summer on Unsolved Mysteries.
Rick Stacey.